it was very exciting. It was very educational, and it was very stressful at first. You have to realize that when I went to Cuba, I did not even have a passport. I left Canada with a passport of a person of West Indian descent who allowed me to use her passport to get out of Canada into Cuba. I spoke no Spanish, and, you know, I had not planned to go anywhere from North Carolina. So here I was, a person of color with I had a high school education, but that was it. I had no experience on the international level. I went to Cuba, but the first thing I did was to go to the what used to be the Berlitz School of Languages. They had changed it at that time to the John Reed School of Languages. I participated in a women's conference down there with Vilma Espín, the wife of Raúl Roa. I participated in all kinds of political rallies. I was put into a situation where we were on a social level with ambassadors to different countries, and so I had to learn fast, and I had to grow and develop my own means of communicating with different people and learning how to survive in a different growing political system. And like I said, Cuba was in the process of growing and making its mark. So we had to adapt to what was going on.
Did you become fluent in Spanish, Mabel?
Not fluent, but I was able to manage.